For all you procrastinators, today is the official deadline to register to vote. You might think there's a quick fix online, but as WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, the only place where you can submit a form electronically has a history of crashing at the deadline. It's the latest in our series, Election Land, examining how our democracy works and sometimes doesn't.
Alexander Kavitin is busy. He's a grad student by day, bartender by night. He wanted to vote in the presidential primary last spring, but he forgot to register until March. And then...
Oh, right, the deadline is like tonight or whatever. It's like, oh, I just got to really make sure that I'm on this.
Kavitin went online to the state's Department of Motor Vehicles website. Except there was a problem.
Every time it just like an error kept popping up or like nothing really was going through. And so I was really kind of frustrated by this.
He wasn't alone. Hundreds of other New Yorkers got caught in internet limbo at a crucial moment because the state website couldn't handle the volume of traffic. The problem this spring was documented in emails obtained by WNYC under the state Freedom of Information law. They show a system that actually adds another step to the registration process and more opportunities for breakdown. The online motor voter system was launched by the Cuomo administration in 2012. Good government groups called it a major step forward in the state's archaic voter registration system. Earlier this month, a statement from the governor said the system has processed more than 600,000 voter registration forms since its launch. But the DMV doesn't know how many of those people actually became registered voters because the DMV doesn't actually register voters. It just takes in the information and sends the forms to each local office, to people like Michael Ryan, executive director of the New York City Board of Elections.
We are the passive recipients of the data that comes from there, so we're relying on the representations that are made from the Department of Motor Vehicles that the system will function.
So what did the DMV tell local boards when its website was straining under the volume of voter registration earlier this year? 4 days before the deadline, Ann Scott, the DMV's director of agency program services, sent an email to Board of Elections staff statewide. She said the site was already struggling from high traffic that weekend, tied to a Facebook promotion that linked to the DMV site. That bottleneck delayed the DMV from sending forms they collected for several days. Then, in the final hours for voters to register, the DMV registration system went down again. People were told to download a registration form, fill it out, save it, attach it to an email to the DMV, and include a statement of affirmation in the body of the message. That's what Kavitin did.
This is something simple, and it's just coming across as difficult.
Same for 259 other New Yorkers in just the space of a few hours, the emails show. And that doesn't count people that just gave up and didn't register at all. These two breakdowns saddled the city and all local election offices with piles of registration forms just ahead of the deadline when they're already working at capacity. In fact, motor voter systems have proved to be the weakest link in voter registration around the country, according to a recent federal report. But even so, there are places that do it way better, like Delaware, says Jonathan Brader from the Brennan Center for Justice.
They transfer all the information electronically. They also are one of a couple states that does it in real time. So basically, as soon as that information gets to the DMV, it is able to be transferred to election officials.
Brader says Delaware also offers electronic registration at other agencies. So a voter doesn't necessarily need a driver's license or non-driver ID to register to vote online, again, like you do in New York. A spokesman for the DMV says they've launched a new voter registration system since March, and it's had no problems so far. But the bottom line is, if you're registering to vote at the last minute, you may be better off just walking into the Board of Elections and filling out a paper form the old-fashioned way. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.
And a final note to procrastinators, the City Board of Elections is holding a voter registration drive this Saturday, the day after the official deadline, at sites in all five boroughs. Officials say the extra day is typical in a presidential election year. For more information, go to WNYC.org.